Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
You hadn't even finished your meatloaf.
Can you put it in a doggy bag?
We don't have doggy bags anymore. The SPCA confiscated them.
Well, that does it, Mel. See you again next month.
Henry, aren't you going to stick around and have a little something to eat?
Here?
Well, of course, here. Where else? I thought maybe you'd want a little piece of cake in honor of a special occasion.
What occasion?
What occasion do you usually have cake?
I had one on the darkest day of my life with a bride and groom on top.
Henry, it's my birthday.
I should have known I was in trouble when the first thing my wife Chloe did was bite the head off the groom.
Henry, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Mel. Gee, I didn't get you anything.
Oh, forget it.
Here, make a phone call on me.
How's you gonna stick around for the party?
Party?
Shh. Yeah. I have a feeling that the girls are going to throw me a little surprise party.
What makes you think so?
Well, it's almost closing time, and they haven't even mentioned the fact that it's my birthday. Doesn't that tell you something?
Yeah, they forgot it.
See ya, Henry. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Mel. Through, Jason? Ready for some dessert? Want some pie?
Is it homemade?
No, we have it delivered.
Then I'll have some.
All the pie, all the pie. Jason, try some cake.
I want pie.
You can have pie anytime. Today is cake day.
Pie. Man wants pie, Mel.
Jason, believe me, tried the cake. I made it with my own two hands.
Yeah, right after he lubed his car.
Oh, my dear, even you can't get to me today. I'm just too happy.
How come?
Oh, it's sort of a special occasion.
What kind of special occasion?
Here, I'll give you a clue. My mother sent me a card.
What, she's on vacation?
No, she isn't on vacation. She always sends me a card once a year.
Your mother's like me.
No, she isn't.
I get a card from my mother when my teeth need cleaning. She's a dentist.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Noah. What's going on? I've had the feeling all day you're trying to tell us something.
What's to tell? Today is no different than any other day. Unless, of course, you think that there's something special about my birthday.
Birthday?
Your birthday?
Mel!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Oh, Mel.
Many happy returns.
Thank you.
Nice. Mel Sharples, why didn't you tell us it was your birthday?
Oh, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. I figured you'd find out as soon as the customer ordered a piece of cake.
How come?
Because there's writing on top of the cake. That's how come.
Why does it say this cake may be hazardous to your health?
Here. Read it and weep.
Oh, now, you baked yourself a birthday cake.
Wasn't that thoughtful of you?
You just baked one cake.
Yeah, why?
Well, I figure you'll need at least two to have room for all the candles.
Come on, Mel, now fess up. How old are you?
You tell me yours and I'll tell you mine.
Sure is hot weather we've been having lately.
I thought so. Well, why should I be hiding it? I ought to be proud. This is the big one.
You're 100?
No, Vera, I'm only 50.
That's still pretty good. If you were a redwood, we could drive through your trunk.
Now, why didn't you tell us, huh? We could have done something for you. We could have made a celebration.
That's why. You get to be my age, you want to forget about birthdays. So, no fuss, no presents, and no surprise party. Got it?
Okay. Fine. You got it. Oh, gee, speaking of birthdays, I gotta send a present to my Uncle Fred.
If he's cute, you can tie a ribbon around me and send me airmail.
That sure blow out his candles. Here you go, Jason.
See you, Alice.
Right. Now, actually, I got him a present already. I knitted him a sweater.
By hand?
Yes, Vera, by hand, yes. Mel.
Yeah?
You know, I was thinking, you're almost exactly the same size as my Uncle Fred. Would you let me try the sweater on you to see if it fits before I send it to him?
You want me to try on your uncle's birthday present to see if it fits me?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yes? Thanks, Mel. It's in my locker in the storeroom. I really appreciate you doing it, Mel.
I'd be glad to, Alice. Be glad to try on a present for good old Uncle Fred.
I really appreciate you doing this, Mel.
No trouble, Alice. No trouble at all.
Well, here it is. What do you think?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah? Well, go ahead and try it on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm the same size as your Uncle Fred. Oh, Alice, you must have gone to a lot of trouble for this. How long did it take you to finish this sweater?
12 Waltons, 4 Kojaks, and 200 reruns of I Love Lucy.
Oh, you must be very fond of your Uncle Fred.
Oh, he's my favorite uncle. When I was a little kid, he used to take me on pony rides.
That's nice. Yeah. I used to have an uncle who used to take me to see the ponies. Yeah. Once we hit the Daily Double.
Gmail, it looks perfect on you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like it was made for you, huh?
Oh, huh? So it does. So it
does. Yeah, what
does.
Do you think, huh? What do you think? Think the birthday boy will like it?
Like it? He's gonna love it. I think he loves it already.
How can he? Hasn't even seen it yet.
Believe me, Alice, he's gonna love it.
Oh, hope so. Well, you could take it off now, Mel.
Huh?
Take it off so I could wrap it up and send it to Uncle Fred.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Mel. He's going to be thrilled, huh?
I'm thrilled that he's going to be thrilled.
I'll fix this nicely. Back to the old grind now, huh?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Alice, you tricky little broad, you. You really had me fooled.
About.
Oh, it's very clever. You getting me to come here into the storeroom so Flo and Vera will have time to decorate?
Decorate? I don't understand, Mel.
Don't worry, Alice. I'm not going to spoil a thing. When I walk through that door, I'm going to act like I'm really surprised.
Oh, Mel, no, Mel, you're going to be very disappointed.
Aha! Aha! Aha!
Gotta hurry. I don't want to miss the first picture.
Why don't you come see?
The Mesa Art Cinema is having a Donald Duck retrospective. Happy birthday, Mel.
Happy birthday, Mel. I walk with you to the theater.
Got a date?
Yeah, Bubba Norris is driving me up to Observation Point.
Don't you just love the view from up there?
Oh, is there a view?
I'm sorry, Mel. But first we didn't know it was your birthday, and then you said you didn't want a party, so we didn't make you a party.
Oh, stow it, Alice. What's a party? I thought that you guys had set one up, and I was just going along, so I wouldn't spoil your gag.
And you're not disappointed?
Disappointed? Are you kidding? I'm tickled to death. Oh. Go on, go home, Alice.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Mel.
Thank you, Alice.
Mel, I was wondering, there's been so many muggings lately. Would you mind very much taking me home tonight?
What are you talking about, muggers? You go home alone every night with a... You little devil, you. Of course. Flo and Vera go rushing out of here, and all of a sudden you want me to take you home to your apartment because you're afraid of muggers?
Would you mind?
Not at all.
Oh, thanks.
But I better take the cake along.
The cake? What for?
Well, we wouldn't want the muggers to mug on an empty stomach.
Come on in now.
Aha! Aha!
I know.
Oh, you really had me. This is the surprise?
What's the surprise? I live here.
It's Mel's birthday, sweetheart.
Oh, happy birthday, Mel.
Thanks.
You know what? We're going to have some birthday cake, huh?
This is it? 50 years on this earth, and this is what I get? Little kid has jammies?
Would you like a drink?
No, thanks.
Oh, this is your big 5-0, Mel, huh?
It's not nice to discuss people's ages, sweetheart.
Did you have a nice time on your birthday, Mel?
Oh, yeah, all day long. It's been fun, fun, fun.
Okay, party time. Here you go, birthday boy. Hey, honey.
Mmm. Good cake, huh?
Mmm. Delicious.
So dry.
It's not dry.
Mom, where did you get this? That day-old bakery?
I think I'll have that drink now.
Hello?
Yes? Oh, just a second, please. It's for you. It's the police.
The police? Maybe they remembered my birthday.
I'm serious, Mel. It's the police.
Good, Alice. Hello. Yeah? What?
What? What?
All right, I'll be right down there.
What?
Oh, it is a great birthday, Alice.
What's the matter?
Somebody just ripped up my diner.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Come on in here, Mel.
That you, Sergeant Brennan?
Yep, and we caught the burglar.
Why is it so dark in here?
He stole all your light bulbs.
What?
Yep. He's the biggest cat burglar in Phoenix.
Really?
That's right. Last year, he stole over 200 cats. Kidding. It's a fact.
Yeah! But he's a jolly good fellow. But he's a jolly good fellow.
You got me, you really got me.
Why, it took a criminal mind to play in this shindig.
Oh, thanks, Flo.
Oh, no, not me, Alice.
Oh, Alice. And all day today you were just pretending?
Yeah.
You mean the sweater for your Uncle Fred?
Yeah.
And then the drive home to save you from the muggers? Oh, boy. What if I didn't fall for one of your little tricks?
We would have had your birthday party without you.
But in a better restaurant.
Oh, and look at this place. It's all set up like a banquet.
No, no. It's for a roast. You just hung it up right there. This is going to be a real party.
Oh, you fooled
me. You really fooled me.
All right. Yeah.
As MC of this here roast, I wish to welcome all of you, dear ones, to Mel's Big 5-0! Gather here tonight are all the people who have eaten Mel's cooking, better known as the survivors. Just kidding, Mel. We love your cooking. It's eating it we hate. Now, all kidding aside, Mel, we really, we thought about giving you a gold watch, but then we decided against it because we figure at 50, your time is running out anyway. Our first speaker is going to be my number one son, Tommy, and Mel's good friend. When Tommy heard we were coming here for a roast, he said, I hope Mel didn't cook it. So take it away, Tommy.
Seriously, folks, I'd like to say that Mel's been like a father to me, and I want to tell you right now that the farther away from me he stays, the better.
Thank you.
My next speaker is going to be Vera.
Oh, I get so excited when I hear my name called.
Mel has told Vera to stow it so many times she's running out of room. Let's hear it, Vera! Vera!
I don't like the way people are always criticizing Mel's food. Mel, they say your food isn't fit for pigs. But I stand up for you. I say it is. I stayed up last night and wrote a speech, putting down all the things I really feel about you. So I wouldn't forget it, I wrote it on my cuff. Oh, rats, I washed it. Well, I think I can remember how it goes. Mel?
Our next speaker is Henry, who works for the phone company. We all know that because he tips us with slugs. So here he is, our resident ding-a-ling, Henry!
Well, like they say at the phone company, hello. Speaking person to person, I'm delighted to be here tonight because our guest of honor is truly a terrific human being. Not many people know this, but Mel is personally responsible for bringing the American family back together. Once people tasted his food, they never wanted to eat out again. Now, everybody kids around a lot about Mel's birthday and how old he is. Mel isn't really old. Not when you compare him to his meatloaf.
Henry, your 3 minutes are up.
Well, like I say at the phone company, goodbye.
Long. How long has she been here?
8 years.
All right. She's been here longer than the Weevils and Mel's oatmeal. Let's hear it.
A lot of people ask me what it's like to work at Mel's, and I always say that if this place was a drive-in restaurant, it'd be called Jack in the Pits. It takes a certain quality to work for Mel for 8 years. Stupidity. So much for Mel the employer. Now, if you want to know about Mel the lover, I can't tell you anything firsthand, thank God. All right. You're going to pay for that, Cecil. But I happen to know that Mel likes three kinds of women: young, younger, and you're under arrest. All joking aside now, there's something that I want to say from the heart. Mel, I've worked for you for a long time, and I really mean this. Kiss my grits! Yes! Mo and I have written a song for you here.
We've been working in Mel's diner all the livelong day. We've been working in Mel's diner, long hours and short pay. If you see your burger burning, if something greasy smells, if you feel your stomach churning, you'll know you're at Mel's.
Don't you ring, Mel, and don't you ring, Mel, and don't you ring that ding-dang bell. We will tell you, Mel, if you ring that bell, both of you can go to. Someone just got older in the diner. Someone just got older, we know. Someone's headed for Sun City. Mel, you hit the big 5-0.
This is the moment when the guest of honor gets his day in court, his revenge. So now I give you, Mel, the man whose name is synonymous with indigestion. I give you Mel! Yeah.
Okay. I want to tell you that this party is the biggest surprise of my whole life. And the thing that's surprising me most is that you guys really thought that I would enjoy something like this. But when you get to be 50 years of age, you kind of expect a little bit more than a bunch of cheap shots from your friends. I mean, it just shows me just a lack of respect for a guy who's been working very hard for 50 years. But don't let me put a damper on things. Go ahead. Don't let me spoil it. Enjoy my party at my expense.
What are you doing?
I thought he'd like it.
I did too. Did he think we were serious? Where's his sense of humor?
Surprise! You bunch of turkeys! I was just putting you on! This is the best day of my life! I've never had a better party in my whole life! I love you! Kiss you all!
Do.